Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, everybody, Cleaning Nation, so good to see you. I am super excited about today's topic because it is something we all need to deal with, and it's something that's kind of fun. We're going to be able to be real meta and help you on two levels. One, how we can help make your business better by working with, selecting, and training your clients to be more decisive. And two, how we can make your life better by training yourself to be more decisive. It is such a huge, people don't think of that when it comes to business owning, but being decisive is huge, important, and can really make your life better in so much ways. Not only because we want you to be decisive, but as importantly, if not more importantly, we want you only to work with decisive people, clients, and choose who you work with. So the problem is, and all of you guys that have been in business for more than 9 seconds have dealt with this. Clients call you and they put you through the paces, and there's an RFP or an RFQ on the commercial side, and they want you to come do a job walk, and then you got to walk through and then go back to your, and again, for the residential, it's not quite this bad, but it's still a stripped down version of this, and you have to get more bids because they're smaller, but you've got to, you know, talk on the phone, and then you set up an appointment, and then you do a walkthrough, and then maybe you come back, you go to your office and you figure out a bid and you put everything together and you jump through all of these hoops and you turn in a bid and they go, oh, this is great. I'm going to think it over and we'll get back with you. The problem is before you give the bid, you find that they are responsive, right? You call with a question, you need something, they're right there. But after you give the bid, it's hide and seek, right? They pretend like they're, you know, all of a sudden they ghost you, right? So that can waste hundreds of hours a year, frustrating hours on people that are never going to buy, just stuff that is not going, people that aren't going to buy, and you don't even know why. That's the frustrating part, right? When you turn in a bid and they go, oh, we're good to go, and they say, I've got to think about it, or you did great, this is great, I'm just going to think about it for a little bit. You can go away thinking you did a great job, and then you try and follow up like a professional, and they ghost you, and then you feel like crap, and the whole thing kind of gets weird. So we are going to talk about today how to eliminate all of that stuff. So you don't waste your most valuable asset in your business, which is your time. And B, you can really enjoy going on sales calls and really help people. So all right. Here's the first thing that we've got to blow up. So many of us come back, and certainly if you guys have ever had salespeople, you hear this, they'll come back and go, you go, hey, how'd that appointment go? Oh my gosh, great. They love me. It's great. Oh, great. Where's the check? Oh, well, they're going to get back with me, right? So you know, oh, they asked for my, they, you know, back in the day, for all of you old timers like me, you're like, oh, they asked for a brochure. I left them with a brochure. Can I get your information? Right. That's always, that is the kiss of death, by the way. When you hear, oh, can I get your card? Can I get your information? Do you have a brochure? What's your web address again? That is their code for going, get the heck out of my office. We're going to get other bids, right? And we're never going to call you again, but you're feel free to chase me till the end of time trying to sell me crap that I don't want. And you'll never know why you didn't even get the bid. So got to get out of that. When they say, oh, this looks very good, I'm going to take it to the boss, we'll get right back with you. And you leave going, did I do good? Is that great? You did not do good. We failed, right? So we think, and the reason we fail is we think that our job is to go in and give them a price, right? They say we have this problem that we'd like to solve. We have this money that we're willing to spend. Maybe they won't even tell you about the Benny, but we got this problem we'd like to be solved. You come in and tell us what you'll charge us to solve it, and maybe we'll call you back and maybe we won't. So we think under that deal, our job is to give them a price, right? They have a need, we want their money, we give them a price, and that's the end of it. Linda says, ha, I heard that before. TJ says, smooch, smooch, die. I don't know what that means, but it sounds vaguely familiar to what we're talking about here. So we got to change the whole paradigm of what our relationship is. Our job is not to run around giving prices to help people get whatever their goal is. Our job is to solve problems and help them get clear on it. You know, it's actually bigger than that. So our job is threefold, really. It's to A, help them get clear on their pain, right? A lot of times, like, I don't even know. We bid every year, it's time to bid. Or there's so many excuses they make up. My boss told me to go get three bids, so I'm going to go get three bids. Or they've got weird things that is not going to serve them, right? So your job is to get them clear on their pain, right? And if it's like, we don't have any pain, we just bid every year. Are you getting a fair price on your thing? Yeah, well then keep doing it, right? And are they doing a good job? Great, then keep moving. So what their pain is, their commitment to solve that. And if they actually have pain that you can solve and they're committed to solve it, then and only then do we help them come up with a plan to solve that problem, not just giving them a bid. If they're not willing to help themselves, they just want to bid, they don't really want to have a real conversation. TJ says smooch smooch die means it's the kiss of death. Thank you. I wasn't gonna be able to sleep at night. TJ sorted that out for me. So our job is not to give them a price. Our job is not to dance like a monkey when they're like, come out on this and do this and give me a bid and blah, 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 blah. And what kind of, that's not our job. Our job is to be professional, help them get crystal clear on what their pain is that they're trying to solve, why they're trying to solve it, how committed they are, help them get committed to solve it, because any problem, any pain is going to take commitment to solve it. And then if it's a pain that you're willing and able to solve, you come up with a solution that will help make their life better. At that point, then we can talk about money. But until then, until they're clear on what their pain is and clear on their commitment to solve it, it doesn't matter what it costs, right? If you're $10,000 a month or a nickel a month, if they're not really clear on what they're going to get for that, they're never going to make any change. And if they're not committed to solve it, they're not going to make any change. So that leads us to this belief of, well, that's reasonable. Clients need to think it over. The reality is they do not need to think it over. The only thing, what they're really saying is, I'm not clear. Basically, you violated one of the things we talked about. What they're really saying is, I'm not clear on what my problem is, and I'm not clear on how committed I am to solve that. Therefore, I'm not really interested in getting a plan. I just want numbers, right? Because, you know, that would be like if I was not really committed to getting married, there might be a lot of like, what she look like? How much she make? Okay, good enough. But I'm never going to really do anything, right? If I'm really going to get married, I want a lot of details about what's going on. I've got a real pain. So we really have to make sure that we are helping them identify their problem and get commitment to solve it, and then get them to say, all right, now that we know your problem, if you're committed to solve it, you can provide that solution with the full expectation they're going to make a decision right then. Here's a perfect, I'm so glad TJ jumped in. He said, residential customers are that are clear about their pain say their home is dirty and they want it cleaned. That is never the pain. So I don't want to get off into a huge pain tangent, but we do need to talk about that because it will inhibit your decision-making. That's a perfect example, TJ. Thank you for bringing it up. They are not clear on their pain. They think they're clear, residential or commercial. This building, my house or my office is dirt, or the place I work is dirty, and I want it not to be dirty. That's a very superficial pain that they're not going to be super committed to clean, to fix, right? Because they're like, oh, I could just clean it myself. I could, you know, we've got somebody doing it now. They just don't do a good job, right? It's not that big of a deal. The real pain is, we'll do residential and commercial. On the residential side, my husband and I both work, and he's got some crazy idea that after a hard day's work, I should clean this place. I've got the crazy idea that I worked a hard day and he should clean it, even though he worked a hard day. And both of us just stare at the dishes in each other and get frustrated. And what we really want, the pain that we're trying to solve, is the intimacy in our marriage being restored, or feeling loved, or feeling when I come home, it's my place of respite, not a place of more work, or being able to spend time with my kids and not constantly clean up after them or worry about it. Or there's mostly they want to feel a certain way, and a clean house or a clean building will allow them to feel that way. On the commercial side, it might be job security. It might be the rest of the employees that work there that know that we're responsible for this facility, looking at them with thanks and appreciation, as opposed to shooting darts at them because their place is always a mess and you always have to be in the conduit. And they just want to feel secure in their job and appreciated, and like they're getting to do the job they want to do, not babysitting and cleaners. So great point. That is why we have to get them clear on what their pain is. And if their pain is, this place is dirty, I want to clean, it's going to be hard to get commitment to really solve it. If their pain is, I feel this way and I want to feel that way, they will move mountains to solve it. Really key distinction. So another belief that we have that is kind of, there's a lot of beliefs that go into this. And once we kind of shoot down all the little mini beliefs, we can shoot down the big belief. So the big belief is, it makes sense for us to pay people or just dance and do a bunch of work to give a bunch of people bids that are never going to buy. Once we break down a little beliefs, we can break down that. So first, we kind of believe that, you know, we should let them lead us through the process. They've got an RFP, they've got an RFQ, whatever they say, they're the experts. We should just let them do it and, like, you know, say yes, sir, no, sir, be super professional and nice. The reality is they called you for your expertise, right? You are far more clear, just even on the time that we spent here, you're clear on, holy crap, that's right. They think superficially that they want to, clean their building, that's their pain. But you now know that that's not their pain, right? So if you let them lead the process, and that process is based on this building's dirty and we want to make it clean, you're not gonna be able to serve them. So to serve them at their highest level, you need to take charge of the process and help them with your expertise. We do that the same thing here. A lot of people come in and they're like, I would just want this, or I just want that, or tell me how to bid, or I just have a question, just answer this question. We know that we are not in the business of answering a bunch of questions. We are in the business of helping people transform their business, and our whole process is set up for people to get massive transformation, not just as a ATM to dispense knowledge, right? That's what Google's for. So, and we remind people of that. We're like, I don't want all this mindset stuff and all this big picture stuff of how I've got to fix and what I've got to change. I just want to know how much to bid on this project. We tell them, hey, you called me. We know how to get people the results for their cleaning company. That's what we're here for. If what you're doing was working, you'd be doing it. And if it is working, then go do that. But if you need help, listen to the people and what they're doing and trust our process, because our process works when you work the process. We have that confidence. So we need you to have that same confidence when they call and go, I just want you to give me a bid. Shut up and don't ask me all these questions about what my real pain is and all that. Just give me a bid. You say, hey, you called me for the expertise. We are experts in solving facilities management or home management problems, and we're experts in making property managers look good, spouses feel good, moms spend time with their kids, whatever the case may be. If you would like help with that, let trust my process and let us help you. If you just want a bid, we're not a fit, right? So we also kind of have to kill that whole, if they call and they want a bid, I got to jump and dance right away and change it into, we are looking for the right people to really solve problems for, not to dance for just anyone that happens to call and pretend like they've got money. Okay. Another thing is we buy the same way that we sell. So we got to dive into that, because if we don't fix how we buy, we're not going to be able to fix how we sell. The best example of this is when I was young, I used to pride myself almost on how hard I would negotiate, right? Like, oh, if I go to the car dealership, I used to, my first job, I sold cars and I owned a car dealership. So I love, like, I'm going to go into this car dealership and negotiate a good deal. I'm going to get super cheap, blah, 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 blah. What I didn't realize is, I mean, two things. One, it was a lot of brain damage for myself. I make a lot more money helping and serving owners of cleaning companies than I do negotiating a nickel off of a car. And two, I wouldn't get the service I wanted, right? I really wanted a good experience more than I wanted a nickel off of a car. And three, this is the writer downer, guys. You buy how you sell. So if I'm constantly negotiating with everybody, I can get that for cheaper. That's a, you what you got to do better, sharpen your pencil. Guess how people are going to show up when I try to sell? Same thing. This is too expensive. You got to sharpen your pencil. Can't you do any better? Can you give me a discount? I almost never get asked for a discount because I never ask anyone else for a discount, right? I've chosen to buy the way that I want to sell, or yeah, buy the way that I want to sell. So if I'm looking to buy something, I go, either I want this thing or I don't. If I do want it, either I can afford it or choose to afford it or I can't. And if I can, I'm just going to pay what they pay. And in exchange, I'm going to want the best experience, right? And I also found, especially in the car dealership, the guys that ground and 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 got the best deal ever were always miserable. They still think I screwed them. They still were unhappy with their process. They come back and they're like, hey, I want some floor mats. We're like, dude, you didn't even pay for the daggum car. We're not throwing any floor mats. The people that came in and just paid a fair price, we never took advantage of anyone. We made a fair profit. And just so you guys know, the car business for us, a fair profit was like $1,000 or $2,000 on the front end and maybe $1,000 on the back end if we're lucky. And this is after buying a $20,000 car, spending thousands of dollars fixing it up, advertising, having a lot, having a full staff of mechanics, having the financing, taking their stupid trade and getting blah, 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 right? So trust me, the profits were more than fair. The people that just came in and paid fair prices, two things happened. One, they had a better experience. They liked us, they liked the car. They just were happy as can be. And if they ever came back and needed floor mats or something, of course we're happy to help them, right? So that's on just on the front end. But the back end of it is, if you're constantly grinding on price, you will find people grind you on price. If you were like, hey, it costs what it costs. I want this experience and I'm gonna pay for it, right? And you could go to Disneyland and pay, I don't know, 120 bucks for a ticket, whatever they charge, and get that experience. Or you could go to the state fair and pay 20 bucks and whatever they charge, you get that experience, right? So I found when I stopped negotiating for things and just decided if I want it, I'm going to pay for it. And if I don't, I won't. That'll be that. No, people stop negotiating with me. So that works in reverse for you guys. If you are decisive people, you'll find that your people are decisive. So if you believe, well, it just makes sense to sleep on it. Everybody would sleep on it. That's common sense. I like to sleep on things. Guess what? You're going to run into a load of people, a mess of people who need to sleep on it and they need to think about it, right? When you go, I'm a business owner. I'm a decision maker. When I see a problem, I get the facts that I need and I make a quick, decisive decision. I stand by that decision. I feel good about it. Guess who you're going to start running into, right? So really important that you see the value of decisiveness in your life. That will help attract people that are also decisive. But if you believe, oh, of course you have to think on it, then they'll think on it. And if, another thing is, well, it makes sense to put off decisions. Just take some time. The reality of the situation is if they're in real pain, they should, why would they want to get it solved later and not now? You always want to get your pain solved now. Maybe they're not clear on their pain, and but that's, you know, ignorance is bliss, but that doesn't mean that there is no pain. That doesn't mean it doesn't need to get fixed. So your job, our job, is to really help them understand and get crystal clear on what their pain is, get committed to fix it right now, because it makes things worse to put it off for later, right? If you went to the doctor and you've got, you know, cancer, and he's like, hey, sign up now, sign up later. You got to think about it for a month. I get it. That's irresponsible. He needs to go in a month. You're going to be much sicker and it's going to be much harder. You need to make a decision now. So it is almost always better for people, and especially when they've got an expert like you, and you've got to be an expert to guide them through the process and really help them get clear on their pain, clear on what it's costing them, clear on the effects it's having in their life, and then clear on a solution. Once they've got all that, and a budget, of course, once they've got all that, there's no need to fool around and drag this thing out for weeks or months. It's in their best interest to make that decision right now. Linda says, so much to learn. People have no clue. They think you just grab a mop and a bucket and charge a customer. That's so true. And welcome, Maria from England. So anyway, all that to say, it's really important that we all kind of grapple and understand with, we buy the way that we sell. So, and the cool thing about being decisive is, A, you're going to attract decisive people. B, they've done the research, and overwhelmingly successful people are far more decisive than their unsuccessful counterparts. And the problem is, we think like, well, some people are born that way and some people aren't. That's the same silly logic as, well, he was born a great salesperson. I'm just not a salesperson. That is not true. He may or may not have been born more outgoing. He may or she may or may not have been born with more desire to talk to strangers and more willingness. Sure. But that doesn't mean he or she was born a great salesperson. He or she, if he really is a great salesperson, now he may be charming, but charming is not a great salesperson. He developed that muscle. He built that skill. Same with decisiveness, right? Some people, it may be easier, more natural for them, but decisiveness is just like muscles, right? You see, some guys are kind of built with a little more muscle than other guys, but the guy to really build muscle, it takes the same lifting of weights every time from everybody, right? So as opposed to just going, well, that guy's genetically predisposed to have more muscle, therefore I'm not going to lift weights. That's crazy, right? We know maybe he's got more muscle to start, maybe he doesn't, or she, but 100% guaranteed if I go to the gym, I'll build muscle, right? So same thing with decisiveness. Some people it may be easier, make more sense, some people not, but it's a muscle just like anything else. And if you practice getting decisive and being a decisive person, you will become decisive. And they found successful people make more decisions, they make them faster, and they're reluctant to change their decisions. The beautiful thing is about any decision, if you're like, oh, I don't know, I got to think about it, I got to sleep, I got to whatever. The reality is if you make a bad decision and you don't like it, you can just make another decision the next day or the next moment and change it again. So it always behooves you as business owners, all we do is make decisions all day in and out. So in addition to when you are decisive, you will attract decisive people. You got to kind of blow up those things like, of course it makes sense to think it over, and go, no, it never makes sense to think it over. Once you're clear on the pain and clear on the problem and committed to solve it, it makes sense to solve that now, right? You want to live that way with your business. You want to live that way with your family. You certainly want to hold your customers to that same standard. You know, sleeping on it isn't wise, right? Sometimes the cheapest price isn't the best deal, right? So this mindset of being decisive also goes with being cheap, right? If you're a cheapo that's always trying to grind everybody in your life for a nickel, you're going to find people try and grind you for nickel. If you're the type of person who's like, hey, I want the best experience and the best quality and I'll pay whatever it costs, then you'll find that you attract people that want a good experience and will pay what it costs. So really important that we don't let them pull us by the nose and tell us, this is what I want, do this, right? They're calling you for your expertise. If they knew how to solve this problem, it would be solved already. So we've got to be experts, not in cleaning, but in solving problems and understanding their problems, right? And the difference between going, they have something dirty, they want it cleaned. Therefore, the magic I bring to the table is I know how to use which solvent and which rag. That is not the case. Understanding who they are, just like my relationship with you guys, certainly I know how to build a business. That's not useful until I am really crystal clear on why building a business is important to you. The fact that it gives you time and money freedom, the ability to leave a legacy for your children and make an example for your children. There's a thousand reasons it's important to you. And that ability for me to help you understand why it's so important and get you committed to solve it, that's the first magical part. Until we can do that, doesn't matter all the good ways that we can help you, because they all look like a lot of work. Without the commitment and the clarity, you're not going to get there. So your job is exactly the same. Without the commitment and clarity, the clarity on what the problem is and the commitment to solve it, you could be the best cleaner in the world. It's not going to help. So really, really important that we understand that we can choose to attract decisive people or clients by being decisive, that we can expect decisiveness for them, not for your benefit, for their benefit, because it's what's best for them. And that decisiveness is a muscle that you can build. Maria says, in my area, people are leaving the cheaper company to hire my company, which is fantastic. That's exactly right. So it's really important that we decide that we're going to choose our clients and not just tolerate anyone that weighs a couple bucks in front of us or the promise of a couple bucks. We're only going to work with people decisive. We're only going to work with people that will allow us to help them get clear on their problem, get committed to solve it. All right. On the flip side, if you're like, holy crap, this is, you are scratching where I itch, man. This is the kind of systems and processes I need in my business. I want to do that. We have all sorts of stuff for you. The best of the best of the best is at growmycleaningcompany.com. There's an absolutely free on-demand training. Go right now and get it. Growmycleaningcompany.com. There's not even anything for sale on the training. We just really want to help give you guys massive amounts of value. If you are like, I want to be decisive, I want to attract the right customers, growmycleaningcompany.com. Sign up for the absolutely free on-demand training. It's right at the front. There's a little video of me. It's the best that we've got. Sign up for that now. Get all the value. We would love to help you become decisive, implement systems and processes, and have the business that you've always wanted. Talk to you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.